Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And let's talk right now about this episode 2 that we just saw and this season so far of Hard Knocks with Steve Trout. Steve, thank you so much for the time. You're on in D.C. How are you?
Good, guys. It's my pleasure.
Really appreciate the time, man. First, do you know us? And the reason I ask that is I feel like you make shows that Grant and I are really going to enjoy. And it's almost like you consulted with us before you made them.
All right, here's the kicker. I'm born and raised in Reston. I'm a Southlake High School graduate. Go Seahawks. So this year, I've been doing this for a long time, but this year, to be able to do a Hard Knocks show with my team. I came out of the hospital in a Redskins onesie. I've been to every Super Bowl parade, hung off the same damn light post at 17 in the Constitution all 3 of those years.
Yeah, man.
To do that now and make this a labor, it makes this a labor of love. And so it adds a whole different layer. Not to say that I didn't devote myself to all the other years, but there's something kind of special for me this year to do the Commanders.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting to, and I'm glad we're getting to watch it. It's all I've ever wanted. When I've prayed before bed every single night for the last 30-plus years, I've said, and just once, please. I don't know why. As a little British boy, I said, just once I love to see the Hard Knocks with my team. And here we are. We got to share it with the Cowboys, who stink, and the Eagles and the Giants. But we got it. We got Hard Knocks. We finally did. Unfortunately, it's in this season. Here's my question. How much say does the team in the league have in what makes the air?
Not much. The biggest thing we don't want to do is not tilt the competitive edge. There are things like stuff on the whiteboard behind a conversation or cadences or, blitz calls or whatever that we don't want to put out there, especially in this new division model. So we actually have people, we have a staff of blurrers back at films that go through the show, and they make sure that everything's blurred in the background. Because, again, we're not here to do that. But, no, that's part of what this has been for, films goes back almost 60 years. Hard Knocks goes back 24. There's been a trust there ever since the start of this that we don't have to worry about, we don't need the team's input, and they just trust us to tell a genuine story.
It's why it's the best show on television, and for football fans, it's a drug that we need injected into our veins as often as possible. But Steve, okay, so here's why I ask. I was waiting with bated breath for Jaden going over to the sideline to hear something, to see something. I'm sure you have to be careful with injuries, but it was like the track skipped. Like, I'm like, well, what's going on? And he was just into the blue 10, and now he's on the sideline. So can you send me all that extra video that you have of all those conversations on the
just
sideline?
The B-roll.
Yeah, sure. No, it's not that we have, like, it's that we have stuff that we, you know, one of the problems with the four-team model is we can't show everything from every team. Now, if we were doing a whole thing on just Commanders, yes, of course you need to fill 50, 55 minutes of this. With the four-team model, you can't do it. And a lot, obviously, there's stuff with injuries that we can't touch legally. So that we stop rolling when they go on the blue 10 because that's not, A, it's not usable, and B, it's not our right to hear that. And Jaden's not a super talkative guy, so there's nothing else there that didn't make air. And maybe we would have treated that differently had the heartbreaking Zach incident not occurred.
You know, gut-wrenching.
That's the whole thing. It's so cool about this that you never know at what minute the whole storyline changes for that episode.
Steve Trout with us here on Grant and Danny, one of the key people behind Hard Knocks in season. His resume is unbelievable, by the way. If you've watched a documentary about something you care about, he probably did it in sports. Steve, I wanted to ask you about that Zach Ertz thing. Like, so do you guys decide, have like a narrative storyboard or something like that? Like, hey, this is one of the people we want to focus on. Like in the training camp edition, it's, you know, the roster hopeful, the guy at the back end, the maybe gets kept, maybe gets cut, et cetera. Like it's human nature. It's unbelievable. But for a team that's already in progress, is that you have kind of a few guys in mind that you want to highlight? And then, of course, it's makes it that much more gut-wrenching when he goes down with that injury there in Minnesota. So how does that process work? And as you said, the storyline probably shifted there in within a matter of seconds.
What was crazy is a lot of times when something like this happens, and if they weren't already a character in that episode, we would scramble Sunday night, Monday night, and go back and try and make them a character. The heartbreaking thing was Zach was a main character for this week no matter what.
Wow.
We shot that amazing moment Friday morning with him and Coach Rye, which they do every Friday. Again, that's not done for us. They do that. He sat for our interview on Friday. He was going to be our through line for episode two. And so he's wearing a mic for us and during the game. And I was 20 feet away from that happen. And I've known Zach now. He was with the Eagles for All or Nothing. He was with the Cardinals for Hard Knocks in season, the one-team model. And he is one of, you guys know him, I hope I'm not speaking out of school here, one of the classiest human beings I've ever met. And I've known him, and I did a shoot with him and Julie at an Eagles grocery store 7 years ago before they had children. And so to see a guy like that who's, you know, 35 years old, we all know what this could mean, and to see the emotion, I'm a human being. And so that was heartbreaking. But I think what our show does, what we try to do, guys, is humanize these football players, that they're not helmeted robots you see for 3 hours one day a week.
I think you did that.
Yeah, you did that.
That was kind of the takeaway I think that a lot of us had was how gut-wrenching and terrible it is and what these guys go through. Because here he is, and you've got, you know, Liv narrating, and he's talking about the injury and what it means not only for this season, but maybe his career. How does that part work in terms of the storytelling itself? Obviously, you're directing. So, like, are you on the ground at all? Or do you just say, here's what we're looking at, go shoot this, you're back at headquarters? And then who's writing for Liv to tell the story? How does that work?
No, great question, because it allows, because I just told someone else, the amount of people that work on the show would blow your mind. So, you know, as the director, I'm out in the field the whole time. So Each, you know, I'm the senior director of this year's show, but there's a director or two directors at each team. And so we're there every day and we're figuring out.
Are you with one team or do you go to all four?
No, last year I bounced a couple times. But I'm staying here. Again, I can go to my mom's house in Reston, Virginia and have home cooked dinner whenever I want.
There you go.
So we're the directors. We figure out kind of what to shoot and how to cover it and the creative direction of that week. But then we've got counterparts back at NFL Films that are the producers who are assigned to that episode. And we talk 8-10 times a day, figuring out what is the best puzzle pieces to make this work. And then beyond that, you've got, you know, 15 loggers who work overnight to log all the footage. You've got music editors. You've got audio editors. You've got the people who do color correction. You've got the blurrers. So we're looking at anywhere from, you know, 8 to 15 people at each team kind of every day. And a lot of those are just kind of stay in our production trailer. And then you're looking at about 80 to 100 back at Films. So it's a massive undertaking to get this show out. Cause this week's such a good example. Eagles game started, what, 8:20 Monday night?
Yeah.
And a 9-minute cut of that game dropped on HBO 24 hours and 40 minutes later.
It's insane. What's the biggest argument you've ever gotten in content-wise doing a Hard Knocks?
What do you mean, with a team or with...
Anybody, anywhere. Like, internal content-wise, like, I want this or I don't want this. I want this in, I don't want it in. With a team, give me one.
It's rarely... I can't even think of an argument with a team that we've gotten into. You know, we negotiate, we ask players all the time, can we shoot 20 minutes with you at home? Or, are you going to get a haircut? Something to humanize you. And not every player will say yes at first. And that's totally expected. So it's a lot of negotiating and proving to them that we're not here to do anything else but tell your story in the most authentic way possible. And sometimes what we want to do to do that is make you a human and get you outside the facility. So, you know, I spent the year with Larry Fitzgerald for Cardinals Hard Knocks, and a very private guy, and it took 4 or 5 months. And what came out of that was I did his Football Life documentary. I traveled to London with him, and that's not name-dropping. That's only to prove that sometimes in those negotiations take longer than you think. But then once they do, you get the text going, oh, thank you so much. I have this now for my kids and my grandkids. That's the angle, too, you don't think about, is that there's a legacy to this, that you know, they can have this series now as a really cool way to show family members who didn't know what dad did or what granddad did or whatever, and it's a real look at it.
Steve Trout.
It's rarely fights or arguments, no.
Director of Hard Knocks. So there are teams, obviously, because I've been at, you know, these press conferences occasionally where we'll ask, or I remember talking to Mike Shanahan, and I'm like, hey, man, you're really ruining everything for me. Will you just be a volunteer and do this thing once? You know, and a lot of teams don't want to do it. Coaches don't want to do it. When they get assigned or when they become the team, whether they wanted to or not, do they generally play ball, or have you had some teams that were a bigger pain in the ass than others?
No, it's been amazing. Now that we kind of decide early on in the April, May, June of the calendar and not do it in September, it's been fantastic. And we have a long time to meet with them and tell them how it's going to be, and they can call the other coaches. And to a team, no lie, these four teams have bought in from the get-go, and it's you got to have that buy-in to get that authentic look. Sirianni was on WIP yesterday, and they asked him about it. He goes, I don't even notice them, and that was like verbatim. And God, that's the goal we want. To you know, we always say when we talk to teams and we say what's going to be happening, I say, look, by the second or third day, guys, you will not know we're here. And you'll get chuckles in the team meeting room, and they'll laugh. And then by the second or third day, they completely forget we're there.
The camp Hard Knocks, which is the traditional, the in-season Hard Knocks are both phenomenal. Again, we're talking about my favorite shows ever here. The off-season one with the Giants was absolutely incredible. And the access to, and it was after the fact, right? But their free agency evals and the draft and the meetings, breathtaking. Now, we haven't had one since. I don't know if we'll have one again. And I bring this up, Steve, because the joke is that it didn't make them look very good. There were a lot of things that happened that have backfired. Had they have gone on to be the Eagles last year, maybe we'd feel differently about it. But it didn't work out that way. So I guess my question is, number one, I've always thought, like, with assistant coaches, Hard Knocks can be huge. I know Jay Gruden felt like it was really beneficial to him when he was with the Bengals. There are other assistants that you get to know, and you're like, man, this guy's pretty sharp. If you guys do an episode where you're talking about David Blau in a week, you know, all of a sudden, his star rises. So I feel like they benefit. But the Giants, it feels like the perception is maybe the opposite happened, and now we haven't had an off-season version. Do you think that's dead, and do you agree with the idea that they, based on how the off-season ended up going, that it may have killed that opportunity?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't think anything's dead at this point. And the funny thing about that is we're looking at it through hindsight. You know, had Saquon had a subpar year, been traded to someone else, we could be sitting here going, the Giants were geniuses. So a lot of that didn't have to do with exactly the moment, but of course, hindsight is 2020. But the one thing that's a stand-up organization who's said, where transparent can be, yes, come tell our story. Of course, it didn't work out because of hindsight, but I don't think it's dead. Well, you know, we didn't pump the brakes on that because of that show. We every calendar year we figure out, okay, what's the best landscape this year for our shows and for our resources, and it didn't make sense in 25, and we'll come back in 26. I don't know. That's not a, I'm not answering your question. I don't know. I don't think it'll be the last time we do it. But I think what we're trying to do, in a way, Hard Knocks set the standard, or has set the standard for 25 years. But if we don't constantly evolve ourselves and get new iterations and turn August into in-season divisional model, and what's the next model, we don't know. It may be something like off-season again, or maybe something totally different. That's what we're trying to always do every March, once the kind of the calendar, the league year resets itself, is, okay, what's this year look like and what makes the most sense?
Steve, I think we're all more cynical now as consumers, and I bring that up to say that years ago, when you know, you and I were kids, there was like John Facenda, NFL film. They'd make like a 7-9 team feel like they were on the cusp of a Super Bowl if they got like one break, you know? Now we'd kind of roll our eyes at that. So it leads me to this. How much more difficult is it? How hard is it to come up with those sorts of storylines or angles for two teams that are at the bottom of the division, that are terrible, that are going to pick in the top five or six, talking about Washington and the Giants, in stark contrast to what's going on at the top of the division? Is it a greater challenge there to tell that story that's still entertaining?
Yeah, in a way, because, yeah, the field stakes aren't there. The stakes for this game aren't what we thought they'd be 2 months ago. But the thing we like doing is there's personal stakes, which we're going to hopefully dive into. There's the humanity side of this, that we're going to dive into. And then there is still something very fascinating from the football point of view, which we hit last year, is when you're embedded with both teams playing each other and you see the chess match between, you know, DQ and Kafka and what's going to happen there. That's fascinating from the football side. And that's a large bucket of this. Now, the other bucket is the human side. So how do you tell the story? Who's going to be that human voice this week? Which I think we have an idea right now, but we'll wait till you guys tune in on Tuesday. And look, could the Commanders still finish 5-1 in the NFC East? They actually could, which is mind-blowing. So that's a pretty cool goal, to have 7 wins and 5 of which come in the division. They've got to win out, but it's been a weird year. You don't know what would happen.
Steve Trout, director of Hard Knocks. Do you try to, Joe Buck talks about this, where everyone thinks he hates their team. Do you have to try to say, okay, we need, it's 55 minutes divided by 4, or are you just telling the best story possible? Because, like, right now the Eagles are great and they're trying to win the division. The Cowboys are really interesting because their offense is awesome and they've got a shot. The Giants are terrible, and based on just the way things worked last week, you know, with the game at the very beginning of the episode, they weren't in it as much. Like, how do you handle that?
The best story. We're not trying to be mathematicians and make sure it's totally even. It a lot of time balances out that way. Giants were on a bye, so that was an easy thing. And that Monday night game, we decided not to put in show one. So it was a way to, you know, keep them in the show. But you'll see now, each team, I think, has an intriguing storyline for week 15, for episode 3. And so, yeah, we're going to tell the best story. Now, the good part, too, is if you think about minutes, there's only 3 games. Same with episode 2.
Oh, nice, yeah.
4 games is always tough. 4 games is really hard because you still are limited by a TV hour. It's not 44 minutes like commercials, but it's still a finite period of time. With 3 games, it allows you to dive deeper in each game and dive deeper into other things leading up to it. In fact, we don't have another episode with 4 games. So that always helps us with our storytelling.
I'm sure that's a game changer. Our guest didn't just direct these Hard Knocks episodes, but Quarterback as well. What a show that was. So good. And then WWE Unreal. I'm a very casual wrestling guy. I like everybody else in the Attitude Era as a kid. Like, every Monday night was a holiday for me. And now I get the Royal Rumble and watch that with buddies to bet on or whatever. But my God, was that show amazing.
Must see television.
I mean,
safe.
I know this is going to sound like the old Chris Farley bit on.
Do you remember?
On SNL. But, like, God, you're good. You're just so good at your job. And you got to just do more of this all the time. The Quarterback Show. The rumor's been that you haven't had guys that sign up to do it. And that's kind of why you went receiver the next year. Then you ran Cousins back. And we love Kirk. He's awesome. He's a superstar in that setting. Like, has it been hard to get guys to open their doors, so to speak, and for those shows?
I think all these asks are always tough to let us in and embed with someone or a team for a long period of time. It's never going to be easy, but you'll see there's a season coming out, and I can't tell you who's on it, but it's a group of very good quarterbacks.
Let's go.
But is the ask ever easy? No, but that's okay. You know, that's kind of what we're doing. And, you know, any of the quarterbacks now can ask any quarterbacks who did it before. And I think they all had great experiences. But you've got to get the guy who was okay with opening some doors and taking down some doors, if you will. But, you know, it'll get easier. I'm certain of it. But there's always people who always think it's going to be a distraction. And I'll tell people all the time, that's the biggest misnomer about this, is that it's not a distraction at all. And you know, we went into that. And I think the quarterbacks, individual ones, would tell you the same thing, that it's not a distraction at all. And then they have this incredible film that's theirs that they can have, like we said, for prosperity, for legacy, that's there forever.
Cough if Jaden's on the new quarterback. Just cough once.
I won't cough at all. And I can't. I am sworn to secrecy.
I'm sure there's some little rule about that.
Here's something that might go better than. Do you have any footage that we could see of Abdul Carter in a meeting? Can we watch him in a meeting?
Or not in a meeting.
Or not in a meeting, as it were.
You guys are going to get me fired.
We don't want that. That would be the worst thing that ever happened. Because you do these shows better than anybody.
No, look, that's very nice of you, but it's such a large amount of people on each show. Like, WWE, I did an episode or two. There's a guy named Chris Weaver who's been the head of that for 2 years. So it's very sweet of you to say that. But you guys know, you're in this world, there are so many more people involved than you think.
Can't you do? You could do these shows. We talk about it all the time, about like anything, basically. I mean,
yeah,
it makes sports I don't care about so interesting.
Yeah, we get pitches all the time, and they actually use Hard Knocks now as like a verb, like, oh, we're trying to do Hard Knocks of blank.
Yeah.
They have no qualms saying it. So it's become like an industry thing, which we can be nothing but proud of that. It's awesome. But now, what is the next one? And yeah, if you've got ideas, holler, because, you know, we're always trying to get ahead of the next trend.
And speaking of that, looking back on your history and your body of work, is there an episode or even a show that you would go, you know what, like, that's the one I would show for my story?
Ooh,
right?
That.
Like, what's the thing you're most proud of?
Oh, man. There's a scene. I love this scene. There's a scene, show one of Panthers All or Nothing. Cam Newton has a barber chair in his house, and we go over to his house in Charlotte, this beautiful loft. And he's getting a haircut, smoking a cigar. And he's not faking it because he's doing it by the time we get there. And this is really because of the cinematographer that was there. We turn this one camera, half hour talk with Cam in a barber chair into the most beautiful. And again, I don't even think it's not my doing. His name was Dave Malik, who shot this. And I love it. We use it for you know, classes in cinematography and scene editing. He didn't, you know, Cam didn't move, but what he was saying was so compelling, and it drew you in, and how he was saying it and teeing up the season. And here's superstar Cam Newton in this accessy behind closed doors thing. So I always go back to that, but then there's moments like, let's go get a GD snack. That was Rex Ryan.
Yeah, Rex Ryan, of course, Jets.
And Chad in 2009 with Kiss the Baby and Child Please.
He's one of the greatest Hard Knock stars ever. I would say my Mount Rushmore would be Rex, Ocho Cinco. I think Dan Campbell's got to be on there, honestly.
Yep.
The cologne, the Hard Knocks cologne, I call it, for the Lions becoming America's team. Just like spray the Hard Knocks on you, man. We love you for years. Who am I missing? Who would be the fourth on that? Like Richmond Flowers back in the day or somebody
there
like
that?
There
you go.
What about Vrabel?
Yeah, Vrabel was good.
Mike Zimmer's been on like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of.
Brian Cox with the Jets was really good.
Brian
too.
Cox.
He was quite a character.
Herm Edwards back in the day. You can't make the club if you're in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were those All or Nothing shows, by the way? Because I loved those. It was like an Amazon Prime thing.
Yep.
Were you guys I know there was no in-season Hard Knocks, but what was were they the same rules, same deal? Like, what was why was that on Prime?
It was all season. It was weeks 1 through the end of the year.
Yeah.
But it didn't air until May.
Got it.
So there was no quick turn. So we were getting there. We were getting close to that holy grail of, you know, full season embedment with a quick turn. And we had some great teams. That was Carolina. That was Cam's, I think, final year with them. We did the Rams. You can fact check me on this. It was a great show, but everyone kept saying, you know, let's air this right away. And so we needed a team to agree to it to kind of turn that corner.
It was awesome. I remember the Panthers and I think the Cardinals. Maybe,
Cardinals won. Yeah. Eagles won. Yeah.
Look, I could just keep asking you random questions that you're not, you know, that are like, this is work for you at some point when you just have to answer all of my curiosities. So we'll let you go. But we will be glued to our screens again on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Anything we need to know moving forward here about the Commanders on Hard Knocks?
No, I think there's still some great stories to be told. I think people are surprised at what's left in the tank. So, you know, it's our job to tell it the right way. But shoot, let's talk again next week if you want. I'm all for it.
I would be psyched. I'd love that. Steve, you're our hero.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Talk soon, guys.
God bless you. Steve Trout. This is the best. This guy right here.
He's
the one.
That's the guy.
This guy. My 1C. Let's do this.
He's super good to be like, yeah, other people, but it's like also you though, Steve.
Darius, see if he's available at 2:00, 3:00, 4:00, 5:00 tomorrow. And then on Monday at 2:00, 3:00, 4:00, and 5:00.
People sleep on Steve Trout hitting bolts.
What about 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30 also? Let's go get CK. Let's see if he could just be our third member.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.